Japanese. Japanese Class 101.
Welcome to CantoneseClass101.com. I'm David.
大家好，我是Gimmy.
And we're here today with Beginner Season 1, Lesson 10.
The Hong Kong Soccer Team.
Right. So if you like sports and you're in Hong Kong, we're sorry. But we've got a dialogue that's between two sports fans, and one of them's going to ask, you know, have you watched the game? And we're going to hear what happens.
Yes.
So this is casual Cantonese, Hong Kong style, as always.
看了场球没?
看了, 激死我了。
为什么呢?
又输球了。
很正常啊。
One more time, a bit slower.
看了场球没?
看了, 激死我了。
为什么呢?
又输球了。很正常啊。And
now, with the English translation.
看了球没啊?
Have you watched the match yet?
看了,激死我了。Yes,
I'm very upset.
为什么呢?
Why?
又输球了。
We lost again.
很正常啊。
That's normal. Which is true. It's true in most sports, actually, not just soccer.
Yeah.
Hong Kong is not a place for sports lovers.
I have to admit, yes.
So, our vocab today, it's about winning, it's about losing, and it's about how common it is to be losing. Let's get to it.
May.
Yet.
May. May. Gek.
To be upset.
Gek. Gek. Yau.
Again.
Yau. Yau. Su.
To lose.
Su. Su. Yang.
To win.
Yang. Yang. 正常.
Normal.
正常. 正常. 为什么?
Why?
为什么? 为什么?
Let's take a closer look at some of these words and phrases. The first word we want to highlight is the verb to lose.
输.
To lose.
输.
As in the sentence, we lost again.
又输球了.
We lost again.
又输球.
Right.
David, you know, if you watch Hong Kong soccer, you hear this word a lot.
Right, you will hear your colleagues ask each other, why do we always lose?
Yes. 为什么我们又输球?
Which is, why do we lose again? What about, why do we always lose?
为什么我们成日输球?
Why do we always lose?
为什么我们成日输?
And the word that's the opposite of lose is very rarely mentioned in Hong Kong sports circles. It's to win.
Yang.
To win.
Yang. I can hardly think of a sport that Hong Kong wins.
Right. Certainly not soccer. Racing. People in Hong Kong love racing, and there's always a winner.
Oh,
so
right.
If you go horse racing, there's going to be someone in the crowd shouting, I won, I won.
Yes, that's a good thing. 我赢了.
I won, I won.
我赢了, 我赢了啦。
Right, I won, I won.
我赢了, 我赢咗啦。
Right, and we've got the excited ah at the end of that too.
Yes.
Right? But most of the time, Hong Kong sporting teams lose. And they lose again and again.
So we got the word yao.
Which means again.
Yao.
This is an adverb, so we're placing it after the subject in our sentence.
Right.
We lost again.
我哋又输。
They lost again.
他们又输。
Or maybe if you're talking about a film, you could say, I watched it again.
我又睇过。
Or going to a restaurant. I went there again.
我又去过。
Right. So we hear this in our dialogues again and again.
又输波啦。
We lost again. The final word we want to highlight is normal.
正常。
Normal.
正常。The sad thing here is when they mention the team lost,
It's
a normal thing.
Yes.
正常。
It's really common.
So if your friend is complaining how the team lost.
Right. You can always console them and tell them.
输波好正常啫。
Losing, it's normal.
输波好正常啫。
Right. Losing is normal.
Yes.
Right. And with that, let's get to our grammar point. It's grammar time. Our focus today is the word for yet.
未。
Yet.
未。
So we're going to learn how to build sentences like the one in our dialogue. Have you seen the match yet?
睇咗场波未?
Have you seen the match yet?
睇咗场波未?
So give me what's going on.
So we have the word 未 at the very end.
Right. And we just add this to the end of the sentence.
Right.
For instance, the question, have you eaten?
你食咗饭?
Have you eaten yet?
你食咗饭未?
For another example, say you're at the office, and a colleague comes by and asks, have you finished?
你做完?
This is different from, have you finished yet?
你做完未?
Let's hear those again. Have you finished?
你做完?
Have you eaten?
你食咗?
Have you finished yet?
你做完未?
Have you eaten yet?
你食咗饭未?
For a final example, let's say there's a film you absolutely love, and you're asking a friend, have you seen it?
你睇咗?
Now, if you keep asking this, eventually you're going to want to say, have you seen it yet?
你睇咗未?
So this is a really simple grammar structure. We ask our question as usual.
And we put the word 未 at the very end.
Right. Just like in English. Have you eaten? Have you eaten yet?
你食咗? 你食咗未? So we're at the end of the podcast, David.
Thanks a lot for listening, and we'll see you on the site.
多谢收听，下次见。
睇咗场波未？
睇咗，激死我啦！
点解啫？
又输波咯。
好正常啊。